Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lawmaster Program. The AVB's predictions regarding the coming of the Lord God are fulfilled in the man Tommy L. Hart. This is big, big news. The Bible's Lord God has come as predicted. But not only has the Lord God come, he has also come forward and revealed himself. He has told the people his name in compliance with Psalm 94:1 and John 7:4. Having performed the works that the Bible ascribes to God, the man Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. It is reported by those who know him best, he has done all things well. Let's hear from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart.
Continuing on from the last time, we saw that the AVB bears a statement saying, prophesy not against Israel. We understand that Israel in the AVB is a reference to the Lord God, the man, Tommy L. Hart, and Israel is also a reference to the people of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, which the AVB calls Israelites, and it also calls, and they are also called Israel. Okay? We saw that Amos 5:2 says Israel is fallen. There's a statement in Amos 5:27 that says, therefore, I will cause you to go into captivity, saith the Lord, all caps, whose name is the God of hosts. Been done. It is done. Israel did go into captivity at the hands of the papacy and its people, the Gentiles, alias white people. Israel is fallen. The Israelites are going into captivity. And there was none to help. Psalm 107:12 says, they, the Israelites, fell, and there was none to help. The Israelites, as other black people, fell at the hands of the papacy and the Gentiles. There was none to help. Deuteronomy 28:22, and they shall pursue thee until thou perish. Even today, it is like the Israelites really don't exist as far as history is concerned. The Gentiles do not call the Israelites by their name in real life today. They disregard the Israelites and act as though they are non-existent. They act as though they are distinct. Not distinct, but extinct. Extinct. Okay? Now, Jeremiah 12:14, it is recorded. Lord all caps has said, behold, I will pluck them out of their land. That word is fulfilled. The Israelites have been plucked out of their land, and they are scattered among the Gentiles. It is done. We're looking at things that the Gentiles have done to the Israelites in particular, and black people in general. Things that the Gentiles and papacy have fulfilled. The Gentiles have fulfilled the word of the papacy, as is evident in these things that I've just read. Therefore, I will cause you to go into captivity. The Israelites are gone into captivity. They are still into captivity this very day. Israel is fallen, the AVB says. And as I said earlier, they fell at the hands of the papacy and the Gentiles. Lord All Cap says, Jeremiah 29, verse 7, I have caused you to be carried away captives. That's a confession. A confession coming from Lord All Caps, the papacy. Okay? The papacy is complicit in the evil deeds the Gentiles have done and are yet doing to the Israelites. The papacy is complicit, and not only to the Israelites, but to black people in general. Black people fell at the hands of the papacy, and well, let me say it like this. Black people fell at the hands of the Gentiles who were operating at the word of their God, the papacy, whose leader is called the Pope, Pope of the Roman Catholic Church. All right? Now, and you should know more about the Pope because I have told you more. Okay? Not only is Lord All Caps a reference to the papacy, Lord All Caps also confesses in the AVB, saying, quote, I and my people, the Gentiles, are wicked, end quote. Okay? Now, things that have been fulfilled, things that the Gentiles have fulfilled with regard to the word of Lord All Caps, their God. Deuteronomy 28:29, thou shalt not prosper in all thy ways, and thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled, damaged severely, evermore. Verse 31 of same chapter, thine ass shall be violently taken away. These things are fulfilled. These words coming from the papacy have been fulfilled. The Gentiles have carried out these words. Thy sons and thy daughters, verse 32, shall be given to another people. Remember during the enslavement era. Well, the papacy gave to the hands of their enemies, the Gentiles, and their enemy is also the papacy. Okay? These things show that the enemies of black people in time past and even now are the papacy and the Gentiles. Not just the Gentiles, but the papacy as well. Okay. Verse 33, thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed, destroyed, subdued, always. The Israelites, you have been conquered and brought into subjection. Black people, as a whole, were conquered and brought into subjection by the Gentiles operating at that word of the papacy. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. During the enslavement era, and even now, Israelites that are born, Israelites that were born during the time from the captivity up to now have been born into captivity. The Israelites are in captivity to this very day. Verse 43 of Deuteronomy 28. Thou shalt come down very low. From whatever height black people, Israelites included, had attained, they have been brought down by the Gentiles operating at the word of the papacy. The Gentiles have brought the Israelites they have been brought very low. The Gentiles have brought their Israelites very low. Deuteronomy 28, verses 49 and 50. Lord, all cattle shall bring a nation against thee, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. That has been done. That has been done. The statement in the AVB says, it is done. It is done. The Israelites are brought very low. Black people have been brought very low. It is done. They have gone into, black people went into captivity. The Israelites are still in captivity. It is done. As the AVB says, Deuteronomy 28, verse 62, and ye shall be left few in number. Verse 63 of the same chapter, Lord, all caps will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you. Wow. All of these things. Black people have been affected by all these things. Listen, the papacy has rejoiced over the destruction of black people, Israelites included. The papacy, Rome, Italy, has rejoiced over black people's destruction. You see all these things happening, that have happening, and continuing to happen today? With the Israelites still being in captivity and deprived of their own independence, and black people calling themselves Christians, that is awful. Ignorance is very bad. Israelites, black people, very bad. The rejection of sound knowledge is very bad. Israelites, black people, these things are talking about you. You see your history in these things that I am presenting to you. And millions upon millions of you calling yourselves Christians. It's bad, very bad. Verse 64, same chapter, and Lord, all caps shall scatter thee among all people. The Israelites have been scattered among the Gentiles. Remember that just in recent years, many black nations in Africa have been given their independence just in recent years by the Gentiles. In America, black people don't even talk about their captive state. They don't mention it. They don't take it seriously. It's not a big matter with black people being in America and the UK, other Gentile nations like those two. Verse 66, same chapter, and thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shalt have none assurance of life. Black people just think, in past years, during the run of the captive Israelites, time when they were made to do slave labor. Now, the same statement holds true now. You don't see a lot of terrible things Gentiles are doing to the Israelites. Why? Because the Israelites have been conquered and subdued. The Israelites are a subdued people. They have accepted their fate, it seems. Their fate of being captives and without a homeland, without knowledge of a former homeland. Verse 68, ye shall be sold to your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen. It is done. That actually happened. It's still seen today. Okay, so then Deuteronomy 28 gives a description of a people conquered by the papacy and Gentiles, and Deuteronomy 28 gives a summation of things the papacy and Gentiles did to black people, Israelites included. Black people in the UK and USA, still in captivity, have no knowledge of their homeland. No knowledge. The Gentiles have done so much evil to the Israelites. Now, I'm reading from the Bible. I want everybody to know that. I'm reading from the Bible. This Bible, this version, is the Authorized Version Bible, the AVB, which is also called King James Bible or King James Version. I am reading true things from the Bible having to do with black people, Israelites, Gentiles, and the papacy. Keep that in mind. I'm not reading from a funny book or comic book. I'm reading from the Bible. On front of my Bible, let me see what it has. It has Holy Bible. I am reading from the Holy Bible of things the Gentiles have done and are doing to black people, Israelites in particular, at the hands of the papacy, Rome, Italy. And these things are not taught in the black church. What is wrong with black preachers? Can they not read? What is wrong with black people? Can they not read? What is wrong with the Israelites and other black people? Can they not hear what I am saying? Yes, we all know that black people were defeated by the Gentiles. Black people don't talk about it, though. We all know that black people in the lands of their enemies is because what the Gentiles have done at the hands of the papacy to black people. But many black people do not know these things are in the Bible and that these things are talking about them because of the sorry black ministers. But then that is not an excuse either, because black people say they can read. The Bible gives, the AVB Bible gives a perfect picture of black people and Israelites. The Israelites of the Bible are black people, okay? When the Israelites talk of, when the Bible speaks of Israelites, it's speaking about black people. But it's speaking about those blacks who were scattered abroad in the nations of the Gentiles. I believe they scattered all blacks. But it's not what I believe. It's what the AVB is saying. It's the evidence coming from the AVB that is important. Okay, I got to move on. Okay, the Israelites are in dire straits. Hosea 5:3, Lord Allcap says, Israel is not hid from me. Where are the Israelites? Hosea 8:8 says the Israelites are swallowed up and they are among the Gentiles as a vessel wherein there is no pleasure. Terrible things are said concerning and against the Israelites. Esther 3:8, there is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people. There are black people that are scattered abroad and dispersed among the Gentiles. Let me just stick to the script. Amos 5:2, Israel is fallen. Isaiah 5:18, my people are gone into captivity. Okay, the Israelites are gone into captivity. Revelation 17:17, God has put in their hearts, the Gentiles, to fulfill his will and to agree and give their kingdom to the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled. This last statement here, the words of God shall be fulfilled. And that's what I've been reading to you. Words coming from the papacy that have been fulfilled. Okay? And these words are concerning the papacy, the Gentiles, black people, Israelites, and the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Israel is in dire straits. Until the words of God shall be fulfilled. The words of God, I've shown you many of these words in this broadcast and the preceding broadcast or two, many words coming from the papacy that have been fulfilled already. It is done. Israel is fallen. The Israelites are gone into captivity. They are scattered abroad. They are dispersed. Okay. Israel is fallen. Fallen. At the hands of the Gentiles. It is done already. Okay. Revelation 16:14, to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. That great day of God Almighty, the battle spoken of, has already occurred. The Gentiles have already fought against the black people and defeated them, conquering them, disuniting them, spoiling them, neutralizing them, deceiving them, and other things. That battle has already occurred, and black people fell. They were defeated. They were conquered. They were overthrown. Okay? It's history. It is done, as the AZB declares in the book of Revelation. It is done. Have been brought very low by the Gentiles operating at the hands of the papacy. Okay. If you are teaching Bible history, then what are you teaching, or what should you be teaching? That's the question. Here is the answer. If you are teaching Bible history as it relates to black people, then what are you teaching? You should be teaching these things. One, the papacy and Gentiles plotting and conspiracy against black people, as I have taught it. You should be teaching that. If you are teaching black history as it relates to black people and the AZB, you should be teaching who Lord Allcaps is, his identity. The identity of Lord Allcaps is the papacy, as in hope. Okay? Okay. If you are teaching black if you are teaching Bible history as it relates to black people, then you should be teaching regarding the people belonging to the papacy, as I do, the Gentiles, the people belonging to the papacy. You should also be teaching the covenant of the papacy and the Gentiles, as I have taught. And the evidence of these things is in Law Master Archives. Okay? If you are teaching Bible history as it relates to black people, you should be teaching the implementation of the covenant of the papacy and Gentiles. You should be teaching the identity of Lord God, the Bible's Lord God. That identity is found to be the man, Tommy L. Hart. You should be teaching the people belonging to Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, the Israelites. That's what the Bible declares. You should be teaching Bible law. You should be teaching a shared history of the papacy, Gentiles, Lord God, and the Israelites, and other black people as well. You should be teaching the law of liberty, which I refer to at times the LOL, law of liberty, which is also a part of the law of independence. You should be teaching, if you are teaching Bible history as it relates to black people, you should be teaching Bible predictions concerning the Lord God and their fulfillment. You should be teaching the reunification and independence of the Israelites as is demanded by the LOL and the law of independence, the LOI. You should be teaching the salvation of the Israelites, as I have done and do. Okay? If you are teaching Bible history as it relates to black people, you should be teaching the papacy and Gentiles military defeat of Lord God and his people in times past, as I do. You should be teaching the papacy and Gentiles scattering of the Israelites, as I do. Jeremiah 22 verse 10 says, "He shall return no more, nor see his native country." The Israelites have no knowledge of their native homeland. You should be teaching the papacy and Gentiles enslavement of black people, including the Israelites. You should be teaching the papacy and Gentiles abolishment of slavery. You should be teaching the Israelites state of captivity, disunity, and neutralization, as I do. You should be teaching the Israelites state of deception, their state of deception, and how they got to that place. You should be teaching the Israelites' state of despair, their loss of hope, their loss of hope of salvation, their loss of hope of salvation, as I do. You should be teaching black people's responsibility to hear, learn, and teach these things from a Bible basis, as I do. You should be teaching the Gentiles responsibility to carry out the terms of the LOL and the LOI, Law of Independence. You should be teaching those things to the Gentiles. Jeremiah 22, verse 3 says, "Thus saith the Lord," all caps, papal statement, "execute ye judgment and righteousness, and deliver the spoil out of the hand of the oppressor." Wow. Deliver the Israelites out from the hand of the Gentiles and papacy. the Israelites should be. They should rightfully and legally be in their own land praising their God, the man, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Let me finish that statement. The statement to the Gentiles, Jeremiah 22, verse 3, thus saith the Lord, all caps, execute ye judgment and righteousness. Execute the law of liberty and independence, and deliver the spoil, the Israelites, out of the hand of the oppressor, the Gentiles, and papacy, and do no wrong, do no violence to the stranger. The Israelites are strangers in foreign lands. They are strangers, they are captives in foreign land. The word liberty, as in the law of liberty. Liberty here means, and I got this from online, freedom from arbitrary or despotic government or control. Freedom from that. Freedom from the Gentile oppressors operating at the hands of the papacy. Two, liberty means freedom from external or foreign rule, independence. Wow. The LOL, law of liberty. Liberty means also freedom from captivity, confinement, or physical restraint. The law of liberty. Freedom from captivity. Well, Gentiles, you are ordered to execute the law of liberty and independence, as stated in Jeremiah 22, verse 3. All right. Now, things Tommy Hart has seen and heard in the AVB. Now, the things which I just presented to you and present to you all the time are things that I have seen and heard in the AVB. So this is not new. Matthew 8, verse 9, Lord all caps says, I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. Who are those soldiers? The forces of the Gentiles. Forces of the Gentiles. Remember, according to the covenant between Lord all caps and the Gentiles are the people belonging to Lord all caps, the papacy. Therefore, the armies of the Gentiles are also the armies and armed forces of the papacy. The statement goes on saying, and I, Lord all caps, continues, say to this man, go, and he doeth it, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. Micah 6:1 says, hear ye now what Lord all caps saith. Here, remember that. Here, hear what Lord all caps says. Have you heard what all caps has said? Well, I've told you many of the things he has said, even this morning. At this time, Isaiah 39, verse 5, hear the word of the Lord of hosts. Hear the word of Lord all caps. So the question, who has heard the word of Lord all caps? Lord all caps has said this, Isaiah 40, verse 10, Lord God will come. It is done. Another thing is done. Lord God has come. His name, Tommy L. Hart. Matthew 10, verse 6 says to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Go to the Israelites. And who? I speak to the Israelites all the time in these episodes. I'm speaking to the Israelites. I'm speaking to black people. Psalm 105, verse 1, make known his deeds among the people. Make known, Lord, all caps, deeds among the people. Isn't that what I do? I've told you of some of his deeds already in this episode. I do that. 1 verse 77, give knowledge of salvation to his people. Am I not doing that? I give knowledge of salvation to my people, the Israelites. The black people scattered abroad. I do that. That is recorded in Luke 1:77 and Psalm 105 verse 1 and Matthew 10 verse 6. In Ruth 3:9, Lord Caps asked me, who art thou? In John 8 verse 25, again, Lord All Caps asked me, who art thou? So Lord All Caps wants me to reveal my name. Psalm 94 verse 1, O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth. This part. O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lord, all caps asked me to reveal myself. Verse 5, they break in pieces thy people, O Lord. Just think about what the Gentiles have done to black people, whether they be Israelites or just other black people. All black people are related, obviously. They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. Okay? The Gentiles and papacy have afflicted my people, the Israelites, with disunity, captivity, deception, and dispersion, among other things. Who art thou, Lord? Acts chapter 9, verse 5. Ask me, who art thou, Lord? So it's not secret who Lord All Caps is talking to. He's talking to the Lord. Lord spelled capital L, lowercase O-R-D. That's a reference to the man, Tommy L. Hart. Who art thou, Lord? Okay? And Acts 7, verse 26 says, what I have done. He showed himself to them. He, the man, Tommy L. Hart, showed himself to the papacy and the Gentiles. Mark that as fulfilled by the man, Tommy L. Hart. Acts 7:26. He showed or revealed himself to them. They asked him his name, and he has, the man, Tommy L. Hart, has given them his name. Philippians 2:14 says, do all things without murmurings and disputings. The important thing is this right here, these words, these three words, do all things. The man Tommy L. Hart has done all things. No, you, the people, have not done all things. Unless you have listened to my episodes, you don't even know what all things are. Okay? The man Tommy L. Hart has performed carried out that commandment coming from Lord God, from the Lord all caps. Do all things. Tommy L. Hart has done them. John 7, verse 4 says, if thou doest these things, show thyself to the world. And the man Tommy L. Hart has revealed himself to the world. Okay? Matthew 7, verse 7 says, seek and ye shall find. Luke 11:10 says, he that seeketh, findeth. The man Tommy L. Hart has sought, and he has found many things, things that I am revealing to you in these episodes. Isaiah 55, verse 6 says, seek ye the Lord, all caps, while he may be found. Psalm 100, verse 3 says, know ye that the Lord, all caps, he is God. He is the people, he is the Gentiles' God. The papacy and Gentiles entered into a covenant. And in that covenant, the papacy, headed by the Pope, became the God of the Gentiles, and the Gentiles themselves became the people belonging to Lord God, all caps, which is a reference to the papacy. You should know these things by now. The man Tommy L. Hart has sought Lord all caps and found him. Psalm 115 verse 9 says, O Israel, trust thou in the Lord, all caps. Remember, Israel, a reference to the man Tommy L. Hart, and a reference to Israel. Here, it is a reference to the man Tommy L. Hart. O Israel, Lord God, trust thou in the Lord, all caps. Ruth 2, verse 10, Lord, all caps, says to the man Tommy L. Hart, thou shouldest take knowledge of me. Learn, and in Matthew it is written, learn of me, learn about me. And that's what the man Tommy L. Hart has done. He has investigated and learned thoroughly who Lord All Caps is, and found that Lord All Caps is a reference to the papacy. Okay? So Tommy Hart has sought the Lord. He has found him. And it is obvious when you hear the word coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, that he trusts in the word of Lord All Caps. Okay? Proverbs 2, verse 5 says, find the knowledge of God. The man, Tommy L. Hart, has found the knowledge of God. And that knowledge he teaches to the people. It is evident that Mr. Hart has found the knowledge concerning God. Whether that God is the Lord All Caps, or whether that God is the man himself, Tommy L. Hart, Tommy L. Hart has found out God. He has found that there are two gods that the Bible speaks of. Lord All Caps, which is a reference to the papacy, and that Lord is spelled using all capital letters. It is written using all capital letters. And the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, that Lord being written capital L, lowercase O-R-D. The AVB makes a distinction between the two Lords, the two gods. Okay? And the man, Tommy L. Hart, is the last God standing. Know that. Okay? Isaiah 57 verse 8 says, to the man Tommy L. Hart, thou hast discovered thyself. The man Tommy L. Hart has obeyed the statement, seek and ye shall find, and he has found out himself. He has found that in the Bible, the papacy references him as the Lord God. Capital L, lowercase O-R-D, God. The papacy calls him God. The papacy praises him as God. Okay? And the papacy says he is the Lord God. Okay? Tommy L. Hart trusts in the word, the written word in the AVB coming from the papacy. Thou hast discovered thyself. Mark that statement as fulfilled by the man, Tommy L. Hart. He has discovered himself. He has discovered that in the AVB, the papacy calls him Lord. They call him God. They call him Lord God. Okay? And that Lord being written, capital L, lowercase O-R-D,